Hi, I'm Megan Bunnell. Welcome to the Enter the Shell show. This is a song of mine called South Korea.
South Korea, you take what I love. Done to you what you did to my heart. My native home, you did what you could. You grew a nice boy where the corn stalk stood.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio, it is the Enter the Shell show, and that sultry voice that you heard, that was mine. No, I'm just kidding. That's Megan. She's going to be here, and most importantly, you can always find her on her website, MeganBunnell.com. Is that where everyone can find you at?
Yep, that's it.
Your latest EP, Maps, that's just out.
Yes, that came out just a few weeks ago.
Right, and you can find that at NovatoRecords.com?
Yep.
Right, just right. I was on Novato Records. How did you get signed to them?
Well, I'd been following, I'm a Torontonian from Canada, and it's a Toronto-based label, and a lot of bands that Novato has signed, I've kind of watched them pick up bands that I've listened to and liked, and so it's kind of been a label that I've followed for a long time, and I've also known Nick for a long time, So yeah, it just kind of felt like a natural progression to want to join that club. And it's been great so far.
And I know exactly how you feel. I've always wanted to be a baseball player. And I always wanted to play for the Dodgers. But of course...
What's up then? Why aren't you playing?
Because I sucked, quite frankly. That's why. And but that was always a dream of mine, is to play for the Dodgers. But another dream of mine was to work for a team that I admired. And I got to work with a soccer club called Chivas. And it was a little bit interesting because as much as I loved watching the soccer games and stuff, I was too close into it.
Yeah.
So the lines blurred and I was too caught up into the office aspect, and that really gave me kind of bad vibes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for the team, but just kind of in general.
Yeah.
Since I left Chivas. Actually, I left Chivas to start Enter the Shell.
Oh, okay.
So cool. it was a little bittersweet, but now I can look at the team lovingly and fondly. Now that you're in with Novato Records, are you experiencing the same thing or what's going on?
I wouldn't say quite that. I'm very focused on what I'm doing, so it's always just sort of a amazing sort of bonus when bands that I like that are on the label happen to be in town and we play on the same show, or it just feels a little bit more special when I hear one of their songs on the radio because I feel connected to that. It feels more personal. So and we're all kind of, all of our music is fairly different, so there's not that edge of competition. I'm not pushing anybody down or anything. So it's been nice. I do know what you're talking about, though, because when I was in university, it felt like that with reading. Like, as soon as I was done reading, I put down books for a good year because it just kind of spoiled it having to read all the time.
Yeah.
But now I'm reading again. So
it's good. It's good to exercise that muscle.
Yes.
I'm finding enjoyment again in reading. Right now I'm reading 1984. It's a little, and it's a good book to read in the summer. If I was to read it in the winter, I'd be scared shitless, man. Running around, looking around, Big Brother's around the corner trying to get me, trying to change the dictionary and change words and stuff like that. Really crazy. We didn't really mention this, but your drummer's actually here. Eric's in the house. How's it going, man?
It's going well.
Cool. Thanks for coming on. You didn't bring your drum kit, so you're a drummer without a kit.
That's right. Yeah.
Air drummer.
A tour without instruments.
Nice.
It's easier that way.
Are you a professional air drummer?
Yeah. I drum all the time on anything.
Cool.
Especially air.
Cool. Well, feel free to chime in whenever you can. We also got Andy in the house, professional blogger to the stars.
Hello.
But going back, you played the song South Korea.
Yep.
I got to see the video, which was very interesting.
Colorful.
It was extremely colorful. What I liked about it was the fact that you're there and you're a painter?
I'm not. I just sketch like as a hobby, but I'm by no means a painter. But I was then in that moment.
It was cool. All the different colors and stuff like that. Whose idea was that video?
That was produced and directed by a fine, talented artist named Joy Broadbent. And that whole family, the Broadbent family, they're based in Toronto and they're just amazingly talented. And they have this studio up on the street called Bloor, and it's constantly changing. You know, there's different art, or they use it for videos and music events, just all kinds of different things. And that was totally her vision. And it's so funny because I would have never come up with something like that for that video. So it was neat to kind of pass the song on to someone with a totally different vision and have them bring it to life in a completely different way than anything I would have thought of. Yeah, it was neat.
Well, what I liked was as the video progressed, the colors just kept on getting crazier and crazier.
Totally.
That was their idea, right?
That was their idea, yeah. And
you could have totally lied and be like, no, that was mine. It would have been totally, I would have believed you.
It was all me.
Nice. Let's talk about MAPS, which you are currently touring with right now. It's themes of geography, themes of human drama, some love, loss weaved in and out of it.
Yep.
I'm more curious with the geography part of it. I know I should be more with the human drama element, but for some reason, geography just, it fascinates me.
It was never my intention to, I never sort of set out with geography as the end goal to have that tie everything together. It just sort of wound up in the end that I had these, I had recorded a number of songs, and I had these four songs that were all tied together by places and things that I've experienced in those places. And so it kind of just really came together in a nice way in the end. But it was never my intention. So it was kind of a nice surprise in the end that, although it makes sense because, yeah, I mean, in the year or two that I was writing it, those were the places that I had either been to or thought of for various reasons, or dreamed of even. And so that's, it all kind of worked its way into this one central spot. Sorry.
It's cool.
One note.
Yeah.
That one note.
That is that the one note that defines you?
Yes.
I love it.
If I were a note.
What was more surprising was the people that went and mixed and mastered it. Mm-hmm. Who was it? That was...
We had
Chris Shaw.
Chris Shaw. He mixed it, which was a huge... Oh, that felt so amazing to have him do that, because I am like the biggest fan of Bob Dylan and Wilco and all these people that he's mixed. And the fact that he produced a Bob Dylan album just made me feel even the slightest bit of a connection to Bob Dylan, which was amazing. And then I actually met him, Chris Shaw, when I played in New York, and he was the sweetest, most down-to-earth, amazing person, like not an ounce of arrogance or anything, which he totally could have had and I would have got it. Like, it would have been fine. But he was just amazing, and yeah, he just loves what he does, and so that was a real pleasure. And he's unbelievably talented, and he really brought the whole thing to life in a different way, so it was cool.
It's totally cool. And Phil Bova.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, he was great. I love all the people that he's mastered. And yeah, it was just, it seemed like from step one until the very last step, everything just kept complementing the next thing that came along. It all kind of moved in a very natural, progressive way. So it was nice.
Nice. Well, let's move into another...
Yes.
Natural way.
Progressive
way. Although I'm pretty sure this isn't a state, but it is a state of mind.
It's a state of mind. Yeah.
We're gonna
state of somebody.
Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and listen to Moonshine, and we'll have more with my guest right here on the Enter the Shell show.
I'm really trying. Loved by you, was loved by you. The season's turning, and I get to feel so lonely, and I get to thinking you're the only remedy to make me feel something go right. quiet. And you are nowhere to be found. In a watering hole in the ground.
MeganBonnell.com is where you can find her at. You're currently touring everywhere on the planet, right?
It's in the works.
You're like Mars coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, in the fall, actually.
Cool. While you're on tour, do you like to just indulge in touring food, like nachos and...
Yes. Yeah, it's been... I've eaten my way from Toronto to LA down the coast. Yeah, I think it's good. I'm going home tomorrow. I've been eating so much. I love food. And so whenever I'm going somewhere, I try and find people that have been before and can direct me to the amazing little hidden spots in the cities. And I've had such good food.
Is there any place you can recommend me for LA?
For LA, well, there's this place when we're driving here in Malibu. It's called Malibu Seafood or something, and it's literally just like right off the beach. And the phrase is, "We don't serve breakfast because we're out catching lunch." I think it's true because it's super fresh seafood. I had fish tacos yesterday, and it was delicious. And yeah, it was so good. And then I actually tried In-N-Out Burger for the first time.
Last time
I was here, I loved it. Oh my gosh. And it was actually, I was with Eric, my drummer, and then Nick, who owns Novato. And we got a cab to take us from Silver Lake to downtown Hollywood to In-N-Out Burger. Wait while we waited in line, like while the meter was running. And we got like chocolate milkshakes, burgers, and fries. And then somehow, like the drunken surprise at the end was they had put an extra burger in. So
Yay!
We just chowed down on that. We were so happy about it. Low point of gluttony there.
No, that's the high point. That's what I say.
Yeah. So I think I'll be going back there before I leave.
Nice. Did you do the animal style? Do you
of
know
course,
about the animal style?
I know it. Yes, I heard and I went for it and it made it.
If you ever feel like slumming it, where I live next to, well, they tore it down, the first ever In-N-Out ever built.
Okay.
And I usually take people that I know on a back tour on the in and out they don't want you to know about.
Oh, okay.
And where I live, that's where they keep.
Is this going to make me not like it anymore?
No. It's just what I like to call like the secret underbelly of in and out. I'll show you the palm trees.
The In-N-Outs of In-N-Out.
Yeah, because there they have the university. I don't know if people know this, but there's like an In-N-Out university.
What?
That they used to have, and then they just consolidated it and they moved it. So, and before you could go, you can get in and out at the university for like a dollar off of everything. So it was a little bit more cheaper because they were still learning how to create the perfect burger.
The perfect burger.
Exactly.
Well,
they've done it. Yeah, and how. So if you ever want to, I might do it outside the show. I don't know, they're very particular about videoing and stuff like that, which is why I always like say like they're a secret underbelly and stuff like that. But while on tour, is it hard because you guys are a different dynamic? You're a drummer and a piano.
Yep.
When you guys go out on stage, you guys are also usually with rock bands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So is it hard to win over the crowds or is it easier?
I don't know. Sometimes I'll play solo. Most of the time we're playing a duo. And then sometimes at Toronto shows, I'll have string players play with me to sort of recreate that sound that I have on the album. But I would say it actually kind of works. It's just a lot more stripped down and maybe slightly more focused at times than something, say, a five piece. So I think it works. I think we've sort of found our groove where we can sort of go either way, where if it's a more low-key vibe, we can do that. And then if we're playing a rock show with a bigger band, the energy is there, that drive, that sort of keeps it at that level that works. That's on par with other stuff.
Yeah, like music at its most fundamental is rhythm and melody. And I think that's the two essentials that we got covered.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice. What do you bring to the table, Eric?
I play the drums. I'm the rhythm.
Drummers are notorious for their women slaying them. Is that the case for you?
Very much so, yes.
I have to keep a leash on him.
No, don't. You're ruining the fun, man.
I know, but he might not end up at the show that I
need him at. Is Megan a hater? Does she cockblock?
Not at all.
Okay. Just making sure. They say you're a musical impressionist. What does that mean?
I don't know. I would say a lot of the stuff that I'm singing about, it's a bit more abstract. It sort of creates these feelings or ideas that never exactly tell someone how I'm feeling or how they might be feeling. My lyrics are a little bit more sort of allude to things, but they're not completely clear all the time. And I think even with the sound, it's sort of whimsical and drifts in and out of feelings and ideas and has its own sort of movements that make it sort of more impressionist than something other than impressionist, something a bit more clear. So.
Okay, well, let's hear your impression of Lowell, Massachusetts, if that even is an impression. Do you have a Boston accent impression that you do?
Oh, God. I don't think I do. I've only been there once, but I loved it. And actually, when I drove down that sort of the East Coast, I guess it was last year or 2 years ago, and Lowell, Massachusetts was one of those places that we drove through on the way down to Boston. And I don't know, there was something sort of, lonely about it. And I just sort of imagined the people that live there. And I know that Jack Kerouac was born there, and he's one of the greatest storytellers of our time. And so it just got me thinking of other people's stories that might be untold that were there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hear. By the way, is there any Dunkin' Donuts references in this one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I thought about it the whole time that I was writing it. I just had people put them in my mouth.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. They're Boston cream donuts are to die for.
God, I've never had one of those.
Oh, you haven't lived. Okay. Well, we'll have more with Megan. And we're going to put you in the celebrity corner. All that's coming up next right here on the End of the Shell Show. Thank you.
Angry heart, do you feel me? Do you beat? Are these your scars? Are these your wounds? Clear dark night in your vastness, so discreet. Stars, are these a story? Leave the long shelf full of books there. You've read them all in your day. Do you remember being young? So you can live in peace. Die so you can live in peace. Warrior of this moment, so discreet. Is this your love? Is this your glory? Is this your glory? Tell me, is this your love? Is this your glory? Leave the long shelf full of books there. You read them all. Spice bed. Well, you wrote letters to his children. Telling them of the country he once fled. He died so he could live.
Now time to get into the celebrity corner, and here's a look at what's happening out there in Hollyweird. Lady Gaga, I'm pretty sure you're quite familiar with the name.
Yes.
She just said in an article that the lines are blurring with her between her Lady Gaga persona and herself. And I want to know, is that the case with you sometimes? Do the lines get blurred? Is there a personal you and is there an onstage you?
Yeah, a little bit. I would say, I don't know. I mean, I do go by my own name, and I thought about maybe going by something else so that there was that sort of clear divide. But because I am sort of a solo musician, like this is who I am and this is the music that I'm making. So it keeps that personal sort of realness to it, I guess. But there definitely is a persona that I've sort of slowly let evolve with playing shows. I think there kind of has to be a little bit in order to have the confidence to get up and play. That I might not otherwise have. You kind of have to bring something other than yourself up there with you.
What do you do to get away from the performer? Or is that just a trade secret you're not going to tell me?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I find all of that, and to get away from the performer, it's just in my everyday sort of life, and, you know, being surrounded by people like family and best friends that know me aside from playing. Like, it's pretty easy to just be me.
And it doesn't help when you're doing your laundry, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of, oh.
Oh, right.
What kind of detergent do you use?
Whatever's there.
Nice. Very nice. Moving right along. A woman has been reportedly caught attempting to sneak her common law husband out of Mexican prison. Get this, out of a suitcase.
In a suitcase?
Yeah, she was. She got the guy in a suitcase, okay, and was trying to smuggle him out. Yeah. Of course, she was caught because unless she's like She-Ra, you know, I'm pretty sure she can't carry a big suitcase like that.
I should have lent her my keyboard case.
Yeah, dude, that would totally
that
work.
That would have worked.
Although your boyfriend would need to be kind of probably a hipster.
He needs
really
to be
skinny.
Long and skinny. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Major hipster, I think.
Hipster criminal.
Yeah, exactly.
This can happen.
What's the craziest thing someone's ever done for you?
Done for me?
Or vice versa, maybe.
Smuggled me out of prison in a suitcase.
I knew it! At a Canadian prison.
They actually built me into an ice cube. Uh-huh. And then just kind of... No, oh gosh. I don't know. Off the top of my head. I don't know. Crazy things.
No worries. Have you done anything crazy to profess yourself?
To profess myself. I'm a little crazy, I guess.
Awesome. We all are.
I have the odd rage blackout from time to time.
I believe Seal said it best. We're never going to survive unless we get a little crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true. Very true.
Keeps things interesting.
Yeah. Moving right along, are you familiar with Muse?
With Muse, yep.
Well, it seems that the lead singer, Matt, was it...
is that Bellamy or something?
Bellamy, yeah.
Kate Hudson.
He wants to... Is he with Kate Hudson?
Yeah, she's Preo.
Oh, with his kid?
Yeah.
Oh!
I know.
Oh. I keep on losing more and more respect for Kate Hudson, and it's
totally
finally...
Fool's Gold really went off.
Yeah.
That's when it went for me.
I'm sure Kate right now is a mess. But it seems that he wants to film his next video out in outer space, and he's actually courting, rock star billionaire, was it Russell Brand?
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
Russell Brand, what's his name?
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, he's... courting Richard Branson to foot the bill because he has one of those shuttles.
Yeah.
It costs like $200,000 for a seat, and it'll take you a ride into outer space.
Crazy.
Where do you want to do your next video? Do you want to do it out in outer space or anywhere?
The underworld.
Nice.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it would be neat. Like last time I filmed a video in Toronto, and it would be kind of fun to do something somewhere completely different, probably on Earth, but I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Iceland, so if at some point in my career I film a video there, that would be pretty cool. But we shall see. We'll see what happens. Maybe it'll be here in LA.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to... It's likely that I would film the next video when it's winter in Canada. It's not the most pleasant of things.
So not in space. You're not thinking in space.
That's for, I think, probably the album after that.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that'll be the album release party.
Yeah.
Okay, it's about time now to get into the artist of the week. You guys already know Andy, and he's going to fill you in on some clues, and let's see if you can guess who this week's artist of the week is.
All right. All right, this week we have an artist dedicated to the writing of a three-act rock opera based on a popular 80s and early 90s Nintendo game. All right, And this week, they re-released a limited edition vinyl copy of their debut album.
Okay, there were some clues in there. There's some clues. You guys want to make a little... No.
I don't know.
Well, no worries.
Are there any more clues? Yeah, was that the one clue?
That's it.
There were a few in there.
The light. Common sense.
Ding, ding, ding. No, just kidding.
Amazing.
And no worries. Stop on by the blog section on Friday find out who this week's Artist of the Week is. It is now time for shout-outs. Do you have any shout-outs that you would like to give?
I'll say hello to my family and friends up north in Toronto. I'll be home tomorrow.
Eric, any shout-outs that you would like to give?
Family and friends. My roommates at Soho.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
The raccoons.
I want to give a few shout-outs. First to Posh Spice and David Beckham. Congrats on your new daughter. Harper 7 Beckham, which isn't like a far stretch from a normal name.
Yeah.
You know, Harper. They got the 7 in there.
7.
Yeah.
Is it the 7th kid or no?
No. The reason why it's 7 is because when David Beckham played with Man U.
Yeah.
His number was 7. And then when he came here... he couldn't get the number 7.
Okay.
So, and hence then, Man U gave number 7 away.
Okay.
And so he's like, well, I still want to keep that number. So he gave it to his daughter.
Nice.
Right?
Very nice.
So he's torturing his child.
Yes.
Middle name 7.
No pressure or anything like that. I swear. And I want to bid a little bit of a farewell. We lost the Cat Club, a famous, legendary Hollywood spot. It has been sold, and it's no longer going to feature live music. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that venue. So my condolences to all the musicians who lost kind of a really cool home, you know? Also want to give a shout-out to Stitcher.com. Do you have a smartphone?
Yes. Sort of. I have a BlackBerry.
You have a BlackBerry. Perfect.
Doesn't really compete with.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty smart phone.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have Stitcher on it?
No.
Well, it's not smart enough. Okay. So give it an education. Log on to Stitcher.com. We are streaming on smartphones.
Oh, cool.
So anytime you want to listen to the End of the Shell Show, Dig, Playlist, just log on to Stitcher.com and get with our feed.
Yeah.
And then wherever you're at, you could stream us on your phone.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Good to know.
All right, another shout out that I would like to give is to NoHo 2 Studio. What do you think of the studio?
It's amazing. It actually reminds me of the studio where we shot the music video in Toronto. It's so cool with so much to look at, so much art everywhere.
Right, and it keeps
so many colors.
It keeps on expanding. Like what happened too was we had a lot of this blocked off, and we just opened it up because there's a ton more of like artwork all the way in the back. It just keeps on going all the way.
So cool.
Right?
Yeah, I love it.
Very cool. So if you want to book like a party or a film screening or anything, log on to NoHo2.com. Hook up with Mark Doty and he'll give you a nice little price.
Cool.
Okay. It's now that time to find out the moral of today's show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start up the Demoralizer 3000 and we are going to find out what the moral of the show is. Cue it up. Dunkin' Donuts, Boston, Bob Dylan, Canada, Kate Hudson, Prison, Musical Impressionist, Lady Gaga, and Donuts. That means it's done. Megan, if you can open up the envelope and read us the moral from the show.
Moral for this week is, who would have guessed that her hair would be so flammable?
There it is. That is the moral of the show. Thanks again to my guest, Megan Bonnell. You can check her out on our website, meganbonnell.com, as well as go ahead and buy her debut EP, Maps. You can purchase that at NevadoRecords.com. We're going to leave you now with The Wind.
Fish much mightier than me to buy. And the only thing you woke me up to ask, babe, wondering if the sun will still rise when you're dying. Cause the only thing you know you can't believe in is what you see with your own eyes. Oh, the wind will take us home. Why are you right beside me? I think I like your hands on mine. Two roads so fast, stay safe and dream your fall.
So we have an exclusive that we're going to do only for the Enter the Shell show. This is a song called Be a Man, and it's going to have some djembe, and it's kind of kick-ass. All that just for you, the fans. So make sure you log on to MeganBonnell.com. And most importantly, since this is exclusive, very exclusive, go to NevadoRecords.com. And go out, get maps. Here it is.
Be a man. Oh, be a man. Be many men at once. This band of horses has gone up in dust. You are not the only one who is carrying on. World that is wild. But let me wait long. I will let you sail over them. I will let you sail over them. Through the storm in your eyes. I'm shipwrecked on the shore, but I'm not home. No, I'm not home. I am alone. I am alone. Not home. Not alone. your tongue, oh, your tongue has rolled off too many words that are not your own, that are not your own, but somehow I don't blame you at all. No, I don't blame you at all.
It up for this edition of the Enter the Shell show. My guest has been Megan Bonnell. Catch her meganbonnell.com, and most importantly, go to NevadoRecords.com, pick up her EP Maps, and we are out of here. Later.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting me.